CNN News Selection Number 1. Poisonous Intent.
British authorities strike back at Vladimir Putin after concluding the Kremlin is responsible for the poisoning of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Prime Minister Theresa May says the expulsion of 23 Russian diplomats will degrade Putin's intelligence capability in Britain.
It is tragic that President Putin has chosen to act in this way.
There are now serious concerns over who might be targeted next. Bill Browder believes it could be him. Browder's an American-born financier who pushed through the passage of an American law that targeted Putin and his cronies for corruption and human rights violations. Browder has lived in Britain for several years under constant protection.
What are the security threats you've received?
The Russian government has made numerous death threats against me. They want to kill me. They'd like to kidnap me. They'd like to have me arrested and sent back to Russia.
Putin's got a long track record of allegedly targeting his opponents with poisonings. Vladimir Karamurza, an anti-Putin activist who's campaigned for more open elections in Russia, says he's been poisoned and sent into a coma twice. The closest anyone's come to tracing a political murder directly to Vladimir Putin, the 2006 death of former Russian intelligence agent Alexander Litvinenko. He'd been digging up information damaging to the Kremlin. In a Cold War-style operation, someone slipped the radioactive substance polonium into Litvinenko's tea in London. The British investigated.
There were all sides represented. There were tons of evidence, and on the basis of that evidence, British judge found that Mr. Putin is likely to have ordered this killing.
Is it fair to call Vladimir Putin a killer?
It's fair to say that he has ordered killings, that he has enabled a system where opponents, journalists, activists have been killed.
Experts say the chemical nerve agent used to injure Skripal and his daughter is up to 10 times more potent than VX, the nerve agent used to kill Kim Jong-un's half-brother last year. If Putin is behind the Skripal attack, what signal is he sending?
This is the system signaling that when you betray us, you cannot escape, you're not safe anywhere in the world. The additional message from Putin and for Putin is, as I have told you, the Russian people, we are in a conflict with the West. Note what the West is doing in response to this. They are seeking to punish us.
Vladimir Putin and his aides have denied any involvement in the Sergei Skripal attack, saying the accusations are unfounded. They've denied being behind the death of Alexander Litvinenko and the targeting of other Putin critics abroad. But analysts say don't look for Putin to stop this kind of behavior anytime soon. They say there simply aren't any consequences for him at home. Brian Todd, CNN, Washington.